Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. It is mustahab to have a sale deed or an invoice. Ibn Wahab rahimahullah ta'ala narrates that Sayyiduna Ada ibn Khalid radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked him if they wanted to see a sale deed that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had gotten someone to write out for him. Wahab rahimahullah alayhi expressed his desire, and when he saw it, it read, "This is that which Ada ibn Khalid radiallahu ta'ala anhum bought from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Note, it is mustahab to have a sale deed. This prevents future disputes and has many other benefits as well. The invoices used today are also a type of sale deed, hence it is mustahab. Buying on credit. Sayyidina Abu Rafi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam received a visitor and had nothing in his home to honor the guest with it. Subsequently, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sent a person to a certain Jew requesting him to give Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam flour on credit, which he would pay before the moon of Rajab was sighted. Note, it is permissible to take loans when the needs arises. A person should be prompt in repaying debts and should not take loans when he has no pressing need for it. Unnecessary bargaining. Sayyidina Qayla radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst he was at Marwa engaged in his umrah and said to him, "O Messenger of Allah ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am a woman who does buying and selling. When I intend buying something, I mention a price that is much lower than the price I intend paying, so that in event the seller raises the price whilst we are bargaining, it will not exceed the amount I initially planned on paying. Similarly, when I sell an item, I mention a price higher than the amount I actually would like, so that if we are bargaining, the price does not drop less than what I actually want." So when purchasing, she would mention a price higher, and so that when bargaining, the price would not come more than what she was expecting. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Do not do so, O Qayla. Mention the intended price when you purchase, whether you receive the item or not, and mention the desired price when selling, whether you sell the item or not." Note, in places where the trend is to have a higher price marked and a lower actual price, a person who is unaware and who is not in the habit of bargaining may be deceived into paying the full amount. Similarly, in mentioning a low price when intending to purchase an item may be harmful to the seller if he is duped. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.